I'm here. All right, Car. So we just logged in the account and it is showing, please tell me, like, have you charged the card on Amazon recently?
No, but I got a new card. I thought you guys were paying for this, but do I need to give you the new card number?
Because it's on the account, it's saying the account is on temporary hold, and it's written over here, we noticed unusual payment activity on your account and need to verify ownership of the payment method.
Okay. What happened was I had somebody scam me on my card, and I got a brand new card, and I'll bet you don't have the right card number. So hold on. Oh. I'm going to get the card.
All right.
All right. Hold on a minute. I have to go get my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, if this is going to require me to run to drive back to the office, I will do that, but that'll take a few minutes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me give you the new card number. Are you ready?
Just a minute.
Hold on. Put my glasses on.
Card, it is asking for the card details. That was the card that was used on your most recent order.
Oh, gosh. I don't know because I shredded that card. So I don't remember the number. I'll give you my current card number, okay?
I'm really sorry, but it's not going to be like possible with the current card because saying that this is a required to remove the hold on your account. So we do need the card details of the, like the previous card details, which was used on your most recent order.
I don't know what that order was, but what I'll tell you is I don't have that card. I shredded it. I don't have the old card. Because when they canceled it due to bad stuff, they told me to shred mm-hmm. the card. I didn't keep.
So don't you have the card details anywhere written down?
No, no.
Is it the same card, the American Express, that you used to charge the payments? Or is it going to be a different one?
I've got the American Express. Hold on.
No. I'm asking, is it the same card? The American Express card that you have used on Amazon earlier?
Maybe. I don't know. Meaning that I've also used my MasterCard on Amazon orders. So let me give you the American Express card number, okay?
Card, just a minute here.
Oh, man. I can't remember what my last order on Amazon was. But usually I used my MasterCard, not the American Express, usually. But the American Express was used for books, so.
Hello?
Yes.
All right, Card. So the problem is we are not redirecting to the KDP page. And after logging into the account, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
I'm here. I'm here, Steve. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Steve, I'm here.
Yeah. Perfect, perfect. So the problem is it is showing that the account is temporarily blocked. And to unblock the account, what we need to do is we need to enter the card details, the card details that was used for on the previously placed order on Amazon.
And I don't know what that order was. You know, I don't remember when I last placed an order on Amazon.
I do understand. So now what I want you to do.
And I'm not at a computer. Get on.
I got it. Is there any possibility that you can call the Amazon support and just verify them your identity and get the hold removed?
Hold on. I can. If you'll give me the phone number. But as I said, if I need to go to the office to do this, I need to go very, very soon.
Let's just try this by calling right now. If it doesn't work.
On the porch, I'm going to go in and write down the Amazon phone number that you give me that I can be relatively assured will get me there. Because, you know, sometimes you go to call these people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I do
number?
Understand. For the number, just a minute.
And I want to get right to somebody. None of this hold and transfer.
Just a minute here.
I can't imagine why the account's on hold.
Exactly. That's the problem. That's the main concern I have because we have, used the account previously.
Yep. I'm just waiting for a phone number.
Just a minute, I'm looking for the number.
Amazon Kindle customer service. Just what I wanted to do. So if I'm going to be paying for these, how much are we talking about?
No, the thing is, it's not going to be a lot of amount. And if you want to pay through your card, you can surely do it, and we're going to refund the amount. And the other option is we can just set up our card over there and charge for the printed copies. We do have both options.
Can you do that?
Sure, we can do that.
Okay. Well, does that still require me to call Amazon right now and get the account released?
No, to get the account released, it can only be done by you because they will be asking some security questions or some personal questions to verify the account. That can only be done by you.
Okay. Give me the number.
Right. Just a minute. Let me get it from the publishing team because I'm unable to find it on my end. Just a minute.
And please make sure that it's a number that will be answered. So often they, you know, you get these numbers and they give you instructions to go online and do this, and I can't. Don't have that access.
Carl, you there?
Yep.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, so the number is 800?
Right.
Yeah,
388. I can't hear you. I cannot hear you. Steve, are you there? Steve, are you there? Steve?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. What is the number? 800-388-5512. And I call them and they will help me to restore the account.
Yep, exactly. Also, I'm sharing these screenshots with you, what's the problem that we are facing. And please tell me, should I just share these screenshots or to you on the text message, or should I email you?
Just because I'm on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I have no other way to get them, okay?
All right, perfect. Then I'll send you a text message of these screenshots. And the problem that I'm telling you is they are saying the account is temporarily on hold. And to release the account, what you need to do is you need to enter the billing details, the card details that you have used for your previously placed order. And you also they also do require the statement. So all you have to do is just let them know that you have got a new card. You don't have the previous card details with you. Besides this, if they require any other information, like identification, so just you can surely tell them, and do let me know what they say.
Okay, I'll call you back. Please be available.
I'm available on my phone and on the office, both of the numbers. You can just reach out to me or drop me a text. I'll get back to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, perfect then. I'm sending you the screenshots as well.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Perfect. No worries. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.